And what do you call the same thing if it lives on land?
Taffy.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay.
Best part about the hog.
Is it really? How do you fix chitlins?
I'm
going to ask you for another recipe.
You wash them out good and all, and then boil them.
How long do you have to boil them?
You boil them till they get tender, and then I take them up and chip them up right fine and put them in a little batter. Mix up a little water and flour batter and put them in there and fry them. They are good.
Do you season them?
No, nothing except just frying them in grease.
Uh-huh. In bacon grease?
Yes.
And about, you just fry them just until they get
done.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, can the insides of other animals be eaten?
Yes, you need tripe, or cow entrance, you know, like that, a cold tripe.
Okay.
And you can eat cow tripe.
Now, how do you fix that?
Well, it's about the same thing, but a cow tripe's hard to clean than chitlins are.
Uh-huh.
You can buy canned tripe.
Can you really?
Yeah, save themselves from down here.
Well, I don't guess it's as good canned as it is fresh, though, is it? Or is it pretty good?
It ain't much difference in them. They're fresh, too, when you buy them.
Uh-huh. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that a person gets into to go out on a lake?
Is it a bateau?
Okay. Now, would you call it anything different if it had a square front or a pointed front? Or would that make
a boat?
Okay. Now, would the boat have a pointed front or a...
Yes, some have pointed fronts and some have square ones, about that wide.
Uh-huh. And you call them boats regardless of whether they had a...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, is there any difference between a bateau and a boat?
No, you can... I don't know it at all. It's that some says boat and some says bateau.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
A slip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Beat him up.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Knees.
Okay. Yeah, that is one way to say it. If he didn't get down on his knees, though, if he got down like this, what would you call that? He got down on his...
Squatting,
wouldn't you? Yeah. Are you familiar with the terms to get down on your hunkers or haunches or scrunches or anything like that? What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Tight.
That's what they call me. He's tight.
Do they? Suppose a person's wearing funny looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
Tacky.
Okay. And if you were talking about a woman, you'd say, she really looks...
Slouchy.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Nice looking.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...